Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishnah Brura Yomi program is Daf Kuf Ayin Chesam at Beis. We are in the third volume of Mishnah Brura, almost completing Simin Shin Lamed Daled, dealing with the halachas of fire on Shabbos. And now we begin from the very bottom line of Kuf Ayin Chesam at Aleph with Siv Chav Vav in the Mechaber. The Mechaber writes, Yochol Lomar Bifnei Eino Yehudi, Kol HaMechaber Eino Mafsid. You are permitted to go and tell in front of non-Jewish people that anybody that puts out this fire will not lose. Well, we learned previously that you're not allowed to ask him or directly tell him to put out the fire. This manner of telling him that he will not lose if the fire is put out is acceptable. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Chav Zayin, Kivin she'eino omer lo kabeh, you're not actually telling him, put it out. And he says further, Ba'ayin in Yoridei simin reish chafal of sivches, the mashvashom de lomar b'lashon no cheyach, if you tell him in a definitive way, im techabe, if you put it out, then you will not lose. Lo tafsid, that's also not allowed. Gamkin eino rashoi. That's as if you tell him directly, go put it out. However, if you say in the language, anyone that puts it out, the la'alma, it looks like you're telling it to the world, and that's permitted. And the Shulta Gibborim takes the opinion that even telling him, if you put it out, you will not lose, that is permissible as well. And Deir Shu footnote number 63 brings down over there, She'osu loma lo b'loshen nocheach, you're not allowed to tell him, im tatzil, if you save this item, lo safsid, you will not lose. Deir Shu footnote number 62 brings down, if the nochri asks you, should I put it out? So Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down, She'af apisha kosav b'chidushe haran, She'osu loma lo chabeh, even though the Ran says you're not allowed to tell him to put it out, if he asks, mikol mokom yochol lanus lo aseker tzoncha, do whatever you want. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Samaches writes that you're allowed to do this in front of the non-Jewish person, and this is true, he says, Afilu hu schiro hamusko lo luzman, even though this person is hired by you as a worker, even for a period of time. Avu also loma le'ena Yehudi l'chavos l'kuli amo, but everybody agrees, you're not allowed to tell the non-Jewish person, please put out the fire. And this, the Chofetz Chaim says in Os Nun Zayin in Shaar Tzion, even applies to those that say that this would only be a melacha she'eino tzrich l'gufa, and therefore would only be an issur d'rabbanan. And the Mishnah Berurah further explains, the kivin she'adam ba'al ha'mamono, since a person is very concerned about the loss of money he's going to suffer if this fire burns down his house, chayshinon di sharisle, because if we allow you to go and tell the non-Jewish person, please go put out the fire, ase lekabuyehu biyasmo, you're going to end up putting it out yourself, you're going to forget. The one exception to this rule, the Mishnah Berurah says, zulas b'kisvei ha'kodesh, except for svarim, muta lo me'aleinu yehudi lechabos, b'nei bizoyin kisvei ha'kodesh. That you're allowed to go directly tell a non-Jewish person to please put out the fire in order not to have these svarim destroyed. And we already learned this for Chanal b'Sif Yudches, Linyan Natzola Derech Rishus Harabim, even to take it into Rishus Harabim. Now, the Mishnah Berurah tells us, Meisu Svarim, if you have both Nebuch, a dead person inside the house, and Svarim, and you only have room, the Yesh Sipuk, now the correct gears, it says in the Os Aleph over here at the bottom from the Sefer Hasidim, should be the Ein Sipuk, and you can only save Lahatzu Shneim, one of the two of them, Meis Kodim, then the Meis comes first. Dishu foot number 66 brings down that another person whose fire, it's not in his house, is not going to be so bohul over here, so Shlomo Zalman Zatzal says, he would be allowed to go and ask a non-Jewish person to put out the fire. Dishu foot number 67 brings down also from Shlomo Zalman Zatzal that if there is a mezuzah up over here, then you'd be allowed to tell a nachri, a non-Jewish person, to put out the fire in order to save the mezuzah. However, if you were able to take the mezuzah off the door without having to put out the fire, that would be preferable, and he gives a number of reasons why, in the rest of this footnote. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Samach Tes writes, V'itiru lomar, that you're allowed to tell the non-Jewish person, kol ha'mechabe eino mavsid, mishum demitoch she'odem ba'al ha'mamon, because the person is so nervous about his money. Ilo sharis slay, if you don't allow him to do something, afilu b'loshon zeh, even with this type of a language, if it gets put out, nobody will lose. Asa lekabuyi v'vatzah, he may end up putting it out himself. V'chein linyan shar hezek, and this would be applied to any other type of damaging agent over here. Asi l'saki batzmi, you're concerned that he may go to do it himself, if you don't say anybody that helps over here will not lose. However, avolinyan shar kol melachos shel Shabbos, but any other melacha on Shabbos, also lomar, you're not allowed to say kol osa melacha zu ein amavsid, anybody that does this melacha is not going to lose. Kidei sheyishmu ein yehudim yavo, that other non-Jewish people should come and help him out. That is not allowed. The Mechaber continues and he says, that which you're allowed to tell the non-Jewish person, kol mechabe ein amavsid, af im einu mezumen kan, yochel lekos shavo. And this is, if there are no non-Jewish people there, you're allowed to call the non-Jewish people to come over there, af upi shavadi yechabish kijobo, even though they will definitely come put out the fire when they see what's going on. Likewise, v'chein kol kayotzi v'zeh, anything similar to this, behezek haboa pisom, a sudden new onset type of a damage, you're allowed to do this as well. For example, kagon im nisroa chovish shel yayin, if you have a barrel of wine over here that's breaking, yochel likro lein yehudi, af bishavadei yisak kinana kishiyovo, even though he'll definitely fix it over here when he comes. The Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Ayin explains the Beis Yosef Kosa. The Beis Yosef writes the Orcha de Milson Lakat. This was just the typical language over here. Hezek Habo Pisom, a sudden onset, new trouble. Di Haya No De Lo Mi Bojom. Because if you knew about it beforehand, Haysam Sakanu Kodim, you should have fixed it on Friday. Avol Hu Adin. However, the halacha is Im No De Lo. Even if you did know about it on Friday, for whatever the reason, Minishtah Ad Shabbos, and you didn't fix it or address the problem until Shabbos, Gan Kei Mutter Lo Mi Beloshin Zeh. You'd still be allowed to tell a non-Jewish person Kol Amachabe Eino Mafsid, or anybody that fixes this over here will not lose. Afu Achronim Lo Hatiku Ez Hadvarov. However, the Achronim disagree over here and didn't agree with the Beis Yosef. Umashma De Lo Pshitelu Dover Zeh. They disagreed and said, if you knew about it before Shabbos, so then if you didn't take care of it, then you're not allowed to take care of it by asking a non-Jewish person to put out the fire on Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Ayin Aleph explains further. The Beis Yosef brings down in the name of the Maria Buhav, Muchach Dehu Adin, the halacha is clear, the Mutalo Malo Kishyovu, you're allowed to tell the non-Jewish person when he does come, call him a Sakin, Eino Mafsid, anybody that fixes this problem over here will not lose. This is talking about the case where you call the non-Jewish person to come over here. The issue foot number 70 brings down, in regards to merchandise that's going to be ruined by water, for example, or a barrel of wine that's breaking and the wine is all going to spill out and get lost. So we've already said that it's permissible to go call a non-Jewish person to save it in that situation, even though the non-Jewish person is going to do a malach on your behalf. And you can even say, call a matzah lito masid, anybody that saves this barrel of wine will not lose, just like you can say over here, anybody puts out the fire will not lose. However, it brings down that there are those that disagree and say this is only applicable over here by a fire. But the Mishnah Berurah concludes over there in Sivkot and Ayin Aleph, Shameko lo hifsid, you can rely upon the more lenient opinion over here because the Shulchan Aruch Stam opinion here is to be Mekel. And finally, to just call a non-Jewish person to take a look at the situation over here without saying anything further, that is certainly permissible according to all the Deos. Now the Rambam reminds us of an extremely important din, and he says, Hagah, we've mentioned this several times already in our discussion in this siman, and it's kedai to repeat it again. The Rambam says, Hagah, v'chol ha-dinim ha-niskorim b'dini had-like, all the laws that we've learned in regards to a fire on Shabbos, hani mili b'yimei, and that's talking about in their days, in the time of the Gemara, when their houses were not so close to each other, and there wasn't a risk of pikuach nefashos in many of their fires. Avu b'zman hazeh, nowadays, shanu shiruyim bein einam yehudim, we live amongst the non-Jewish people, v'chashash sakonas nefashos, and there's a danger of loss of life. Kasu harishonim v'achronim. Rishonim and achronim. Right. Zal. Shemuto l'chabos dleka b'Shabbos. You're allowed to actively yourself put out the fire on Shabbos. Mishum diyesh bo sakonas tefash. Because there's a potential loss of life over here. V'hazoriz harezim mishubach. And anybody who does this with alacrity to put out the fire himself on Shabbos is considered very praiseworthy. The Mishnah Berurah explains the Sivkot and Ayin Beis. Shekishad leko misgaberis. Because we're especially concerned over here if the fire does go wild. As heim chot v'visholim. Then people are going to come and loot and grab things, and then a person will try to defend himself. Person will try to stand up, not let people loot his house. So it could lead to loss of life in that fashion as well. The issue foot number 71 brings down that Eretz Yisrael nowadays, where there aren't living amongst Nachrim necessarily, the Chazonish says, nevertheless, you're allowed to put it out because the Ramah said it's permissible nowadays, and we don't make a difference between different places and different times. Shevet Alevi Zatzal also brings down that Kol Zman Shadayin Lo Yotzu Kol HaNoshim Yabayis, if there's any concern that somebody may still be left inside or the people that can't get out, you're certainly allowed to put out the fire. And he says additionally that we have gas nowadays and could lead to huge explosions, so you're certainly allowed to put out the fire on Shabbos. This is also the opinion of Nissen Karolitz Shlita. The remark continues and he writes, however, every case is different. You have to look at each case. If you're absolutely 100% certain that nobody would absolutely be hurt, you have some small fire out in the area where it can't spread and there's nobody there for certain, so then in that situation, you wouldn't be allowed to put out the fire on Shabbos. The halacha remains like it was in the times of the Gemara. However, again, if there's any chance that it could be a pikuach nefashos situation, you're allowed to go into the non-Jewish person's house and help him put out the fire in his house. V'chein noagin. And this is, in fact, the halacha lemaisa that Ramah says. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Ayin Gimel explains, v'mizeh she'otza heter, l'chabu sedleke b'kol mokum. Nowadays, people put out fires anywhere. Kivin the efshoi lo yichabena. Because if you don't put it out, ayachsar miyos shom be'ir zokin ochole, there's certainly going to be some elderly person or a sick person, she'en yochol levroch, that won't be able to get away from the fire. V'tovu hadleke olav, rachmona letzlan, the fire can go on the person and kill him, and therefore everything is a safi b'kuat nefashos. And he brings it in the name of the El Yerabba, in the name of the Shiari Knesset Sagdola. And he says, we've discussed this previously as well, Mashka Savnul El Basiv Kotten Dalit. The issue footnote number 72 brings down, V'chein kishinofu daika b'chatzer acheres, that there's a fire in another yard, V'yitokhin shetavar l'chatzer zo, Yavuli de sakonin, if it comes to your yard, it could lead to a great danger. So Shulchan Aruch already taught us in Sivan Shinchav Tes, Shemachamino, so you can put it out. Because Pikuach Nefoshos is always Doche Shabbos, and Hazoris Hareza Meshubach as well. Again, it's praiseworthy to do it with alacrity. And he brings that as well, you can call the fire department. And even though Rosh Hashanah Zalman Zatzal says that it may be that they'll come to do things that are not necessary to put out the fire in Shabbos, for example, they'll do an investigation as to what caused the fire, he says, nevertheless, you are allowed to go and call the fire department, and if the non-Jewish people come and write down information, you're allowed to talk to them, but you can't tell them to write it down. The Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Ayin Dalet says you're allowed to put out the fire in these cases of Safek Pikuach Nefashos, u'mitzvah lahodia zos b'rabim. It's especially important to publicize this and tell all the Jewish people, the mutar l'chabos, you're allowed to put out the fire. He brings us down the name of the Prima Gadim, and we learned this previously as well in Simen Shinchav Ches, Sif Beis. The issue footnote number 73 brings down va'ofen kibriyad, like how you put out the fire. So the Chazon Ish says, it may nochri, if there's no non-Jewish person there, you can put it out yourself, of course. Akoponim yishtad l'mayit b'isur kichol yichoto, as you can limit the amount of Chil Shabbos as possible, do so, but not if it's going to cause any danger to anybody, then do it in the normal way. The issue foot number 74 brings down that we already learned previously, Shemizdariz Lahatzilas and Nefesh, Harezim Meshubach. It's so praiseworthy to go save somebody's life over here. Umishim is Chasid, if somebody acts like a Chosid and he doesn't want to be Mechal Shabbos in this situation, unless he gets a psak halacha from a rav that he's allowed to, Harez a Shofich Dom, and he's considered a murderer over here. Sharizman Shalach Lisholas Rav, the million time that you go and ask the Rav, can I do this or not? Somebody could die over here. And he brings out from the Yerushalmi and Yuma, Hanishal Maguna. If somebody goes and asks a shayla in this situation, it's disgusting. Mishum Shemutal Hoyo ala Talmud Chacham. It's bad that he has to go and ask a shayla. It's terrible that the Talmud Chacham didn't darshan this in the Rabbim previously to tell people, Yemuchuiv to Yimichal Shabbos in a Safik Pikuach Nefasho situation. And in this fashion, they wouldn't have to go and ask a shayla during the actual Sakona itself. The Ramah continues and writes, "Daf gul chabos ad leiko, davi melacha shein mitzrich legufa." That we're talking about over here, you're allowed to do this, is that you're allowed to go and put out the fire because it's a melacha shein mitzrich legufa. You don't need over here this fire being put out. You just don't want the fire, as the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sif Katan Ayin Hey, Bir Darvazel El Bereish Ayin Ches, but Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Gimel, where we discussed you don't want the coals over here that are going to be created when you put out the fire. You just don't want the fire. And therefore, v'yesh sakonim lo yichabe, and there's a danger if you don't go and put it out. So the Ramah continues, and he says, you're allowed to do this. However, also l'chalo Shabbos k'di l'hatzel mamon, but you're not allowed to go and put out the fire over here purely for the purposes of saving money. That you're not allowed to do. V'im avar v'chila, and for Rachmon al-San, somebody went and did put out the fire. He did chilo Shabbos intentionally. Tzorich l'sanos, the person has to go and fast. Arboim yom sheni v'chamishi. He has to fast 40 days on Monday and Thursday. And likewise, after the fast, v'lo yishta yayim v'lo yuchabos. You shouldn't eat meat or drink wine after the fast is over. V'yitein bimkom chatas, and this money will be in place of his having to have brought a korm chatas, which of course he can't bring, and this is yudches pshita litztaka. He'll bring a certain amount of money that they knew what it was in those days, yudches pshitim, certain coinage that he gives to tztaka. V'yitzu liftos atainis, and if he doesn't want to fast, instead he wants to give tztaka money, he can do that as well. Yitein bad kol yom, shtemos pshitim litztaka. You should give 12 pshitim, a certain amount of money, each day to tztaka. This is brought down from the Piske Marai. And I in the Tur Yoridea, Meuchas Nida Sim Kuf Pehe, further Dinim regarding this. The Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Ayin Vav says that you're allowed to put out the fire because we said it's a melacha shein tzrich l'gufa pirish. V'ikal aman diomer eino chayv leh. There is an opinion, as we brought down already, k'lekame b'sivchav zayin, that it's only an issur d'rabbanan in this situation, so therefore it's certainly allowed. U'be'emes le'inun kibui b'chdin okat. In regards to putting it out, it's just really said as an aside. Da'afilu hevi kibui melacha hatzrich l'gufa. This is true, even if it was a melacha hatzrich l'gufa. gam kinwot. You'd still be allowed to be putting it out on Shabbos. Kivan, the cost of sheyesh sakana, because we're talking about pikuach nefashos, im lo yichab, if you don't put it out. So why did he say then, malach hashen etzrich l'gufa, elonakti mishum sefer? That is written for the latter part over here, lashme'inin, in regards to telling us the din, the linyan hatzolos mamon, in regards to saving your money, you're not allowed to put it out, and that would be true, even if it was also l'chal Shabbos, afilu b'malach hashen etzrich l'gufa, even if it's only the Rabban, and it's only malach hashen etzrich l'gufa, you're still not allowed to go put it out on Shabbos to save your money. The issue footnote number 75 does point out, however, mikol mokom, if somebody did this, mutul ishtamis bekelim shibabayis afilu babayom. If somebody went against halacha, you would be allowed to get benefit from those utensils that he saved, even that Shabbos. The Mishmur continues and he says, da afilu bis derabbanan also l'chal Shabbos bishul hatzolos mamon, because you're not allowed to desecrate even a derabbanan on Shabbos to save money. Achim hu baal chov v'sofek shit v'su enum yudim. However, if you owe a lot of money to non-Jewish people and they may come and if you can't pay it back, throw you in jail or hurt you and maybe pikuach nefashos, yisut tzadi b'zeh. Then you have to discuss this further. Umasha Kosov, in that which the Ramah wrote, V'imavar v'chilo tzorich, if a person went and desecrated the Shabbos, he has to do tshuva by fasting and giving tzedakah, hainu dvar mecherim, that's talking about something else. Not talking about when you had a heter to go and save the lives by putting out the fire. Avol b'kiboy ain't tzorich tshuva. If you did this with permission, so then it doesn't need tshuva at all. Shlo yimonu milchavos, we don't want people to in any way not want to go put out the fire. Is a mitzvah to be mizdaris to put out the fire. As we bring down in Dirshu foot number 776, she'eno ela chashas sakon, even if it's only a chashas sakon, that you're allowed to go put out the fire. And she'eno tzorich tshuva, and the reason you don't need tshuva, if we told people you have to do tshuva for this, then they may not want to put it out the next time. However, if it's a definite sakana, you are mechuyev to go put it out, and not only do you not have to do tshuva, but you're in fact doing a tremendous mitzvah. He brings down, even if several people go and do something, and each of them is over nisa deraisa, and it was already cured or saved after the first person, nevertheless all the other people also get a mitzvah because they were doing what they were supposed to be doing at that moment in time. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Ayin Zayin adds, Afilu bitchumim derabbanan. Even if a person transgressed only something which is in the derabbanan, but he did it intentionally, so he has to do tshuva. V'chein al tiltul nail dola, kidei lahatzim mamon. And likewise, if a person moved a flame in order to save his money, he also has to do this. Mitzadi gamkim is saved for dolgo b'ravava shetzorich l'sanos. So you have to fast according to dolgo b'ravava. Ach shenira, however, he brings down, l'hoka b'zev etaynish shlosha yomim beisi beisi. You only have to do 3 days, Monday, Thursday, Monday, and not the 40 days that we brought down over here. And maybe the same thing would apply even if somebody transgressed the issur of tchumim on Shabbos to save from a fire. We said you have to fast 40 days. That's in a situation where he wasn't so afraid over here for the fire and it wasn't such a financial loss. And then we cons him by making him fast 40 days. Mishmur Sivkot Ayin Ches says 40 days. A person is allowed to push them off until the winter, shorter days, so he doesn't have to fast such a long period of time. The issue footnote number 79, however, brings down, that's only if the winter is right there, because we're always concerned that maybe a person might not live until the winter time, and then he wouldn't be able to fast. But if the winter is already there, or it's almost there, he could wait till the shorter days to fast. Now, the Mishmur continues and he says, V'chol zehu bein sh'avar alisu deraisa o alisu derabanan. This is true, he brings down from the Eli Rabba, whether it's an isu deraisa or isu derabanan, you have to do tshuva over here. And this is talking about where he even did it accidentally over here. Albeit in the issue footnote number 80, Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal disagrees and said that this fasting and giving tzedakah is for somebody who did it on purpose. He's a morator or a posheya. The lolami shenechshel b'shogeg ubonus, and not somebody that couldn't help himself because he was going to lose money and he lost sight of what he was doing, or somebody that did it accidentally. And this is also the opinion of the Chazon Ish, who also adds that the best tshuva over here would be to learn the halachas of the lamentes, halachas, and Shabbos, and in that way you make sure that you won't do such a mistake again in the future. On the other hand, Rav Yashiv Zatzal says that one should do all of these tikkunim that the Ramah tells us over here, even for doing it by accident. The Mishnah Berurah continues, he says, and even if somebody did it on purpose, for example, somebody dug a hole in the ground to get away from people that might steal it from him, or something similar to that, then you have to do this tshuva. Aval over b'shat nefesh lamalos tavaso. But if somebody just stam did it to be angry at HaKadosh Baruch Hu and just willy nilly did it for his own taiva, tzorech kapara Yosef Yosef, he has to get a bigger kapara. Ki uchayv skila al kopanim koris. This person transgressed Shabbos willingly and intentionally. So he's chayv skila if there were edim, and it would be a chayv koris if there were no edim. And asra v'luchin tzorech tshuva shlema. The chayyadim brings down he has to do a complete tshuva. If somebody was mechal Shabbos in order to save somebody's life, he doesn't need any kapara at all. And therefore, mashenogu noshim al liko saner b'shul yoledes b'shabbes l'sanes achakach, and that which women go and light a candle for a woman in childbirth, and afterwards they fast for lighting the candle, he says that's totally wrong. Hu holy los v'sichlus, that's a mistake on their part. He brings out for the Nei Yisrael in the name of the Zoch Le'Avram, because then women will not want to do this the next time if they think they have to do tshuva. In fact, they did a big mitzvah. Finally, Dirshu footnote number 81 brings down Rav Yashiv's Zatzal explains Shemachmas Habehalo Shagor Masrei for Yitochen Shechilu Shabbos Yosef Mikdeyat Zorah. The reason why people might think they have to do tshuva is because maybe they did more than they had to. However, the bottom line is we don't want them to do tshuva at all in this situation, because next time they won't come to go and put out the fire or save somebody's life. And Rechaim Kanievsky Shlita brings down Shagama Mechabes Adleik Einu Tzorach Lasos Tshuva. Somebody puts out a fire, doesn't have to do any tshuva over here. And he brings down from the Rambam, if somebody wants to be machmer on themselves, hu mischaya b'nafsho, you're going to cause, rachmona l'tzlan, a death to occur, because you want to be machmer over here, that is not allowed. And he says, ach es dimchem l'nafsho secha midrosh, you will be held accountable. And he brings down finally from Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, just like somebody doesn't worry about doing a bris milah on Shabbos, you certainly shouldn't worry about as well doing something for pikuach nefashos on Shabbos. And the issue for number 82 brings down that if you do this, chasidus shel stus limon mikach, it's wrong to do this, and you shouldn't be sad about being mechal Shabbos to save somebody's life. That concludes today's shiur.